the first reading today, St. Paul tells us something that is rather astounding. He says, "You are light in the Lord." He doesn't say you are in the light. He says you are light in the Lord. Now we stop and think about that and say, wait a minute. When we read in St. John's Gospel, it tells us very clearly that Jesus himself is the light of the world. The light came into the darkness, and the darkness couldn't overcome it. And we hear about St. John the Baptist. In fact, we hear it at the end of every Mass. And it says, he was not the light, but he came to give testimony to the light. And Jesus said of St. John the Baptist that there is no man born of woman who is greater than John the Baptist. So if John the Baptist wasn't light, but came to testify to the light, but St. Paul says, you are light, how do we understand this? Well, if we go back to that point that Jesus was talking about regarding St. John the Baptist, he said, no man born of woman is greater than John the Baptist, but the least born into the kingdom of God is greater than he. Through your baptism, you have been born into the kingdom of God. So by nature, there is none greater. But your rebirth is not natural. It is supernatural. And so you have become a child of God. You become a member of Jesus Christ, and Jesus is the light. Now again, note that St. Paul doesn't say you have become the light. Only Jesus is the light. But you have become light. And again, he noticed that he doesn't say that prior to your baptism you were in darkness. He said once you were darkness, and now you are light in the Lord. There is a complete transformation that has taken place. And in that transformation that has taken place, we are called to change our lives, obviously. And we can see that in a couple of different ways in the readings today. First of all, St. Paul talks very clearly about the works of the light. Those who are in the light are going to live according to the children of God. And so he talks about various sins that are offensive to God and that we cannot be doing these things. And how often, because we live in a world of darkness, do we, for whatever reason, try to put a bushel basket over the light so that people don't see it, and we act like people that live in darkness? We talk that way. All kinds of filth that comes out of our mouth just so we can fit in and be like everyone else. Why? All kinds of horrible sins that we commit. And yeah, with this stupid computer and internet nonsense that we've got, they're brought right into our living room. We've all got those stupid phones that people are staring at for hours and hours and hours a day. And how many sinful, horrible things are coming through that, and we just justify it, it's okay, it's no big deal. No, St. Paul makes very clear, these are not the actions of the children of light. Those are the actions of the children of darkness. And he says, if we become children of light, then we have to live that way. We have to live as children of light. And so that's why he says right at the beginning of the reading, be imitators of God. He's not just asking something minor of you. Be imitators of God. But he doesn't just leave it there. He says, as his own dear children. Children imitate their parents. All of us do. We learn from our parents from the time we're little kids. We act like they do. We talk like they do. Because that's who we learn from. God is our Father. We are children of God. We are now to imitate God. Jesus says of God that he lets his sun shine on the good and the bad. He lets the rain fall on the just and the unjust. And he tells us, therefore, that we must let our light shine so brightly that when people see our good works, they will give glory to the Father. Because those works are the works of God. And that's what people need to be able to see. We are in a situation now where the light really needs to shine. Because people are in darkness. And if we want to become like the darkness, we've gone the wrong direction. We are rejecting who we are. And so Jesus said, look, any kingdom divided against itself is going to fall. You are a child of God. Don't act like a child of Satan. You're a divided kingdom, if that's the case. So that's why our Lord is calling us then to make these changes in our lives, to live truly holy lives. That's not easy, because again, everything is pulling against us in this society. But even though society is pulling against us, God is giving us the grace to walk the other way. But we now have a choice. Do we want to walk God's way? Again, that should seem like a pretty obvious choice. Do we want God or do we want Satan? Yeah, if we put it that way, it's pretty easy. But if we stop and say, do I want to look at my dumb phone or do I want to pray the rosary? How many times do we choose the stupid phone over the rosary? Do I want to look at filth or do I want to do something that is holy? How many times do we wind up going to confession because we chose stupidity over virtue? So if we put it the other way, do you want Satan or do you want God? All too often, we answer Satan. Do we want to be children of light or children of dark? And unfortunately, we answer children of darkness. We all know what it's like in the morning when we wake up and turn on the light. It burns the eyes. We can't handle it because we're not used to it. If we want to walk as children of darkness, we won't be able to handle the light because we're not accustomed to it. We're so accustomed to walking in darkness that the light blinds us and we can't see clearly. It's only by conforming ourselves to the light, by truly being children of light, by being, as St. Paul said, imitators of God. What does Scripture say? God is light. In him there is no darkness. And it tells us that God dwells in light inaccessible. So if that's the case, and we're not able to look at the light because we're in the darkness, are we going to be able to go to heaven? St. Paul has something to say about that in the first reading. You might want to go back and look at it. He says, these people will not go into the kingdom of God. And so some of it's pretty obvious to us. Yeah, if somebody's out committing these sorts of sins. But then he talks about covetousness, which he says is idolatry. That's one of the sins of America. We are in such a materialistic society that we wind up coveting what other people have. We want all of these things. We want more money. We want more things. And we start coveting them. And St. Paul correctly points out that's idolatry. We're making this thing that we're coveting into a little god. So do we want to serve God or do we want to serve our false god? Where do we put our energy? Where are we really putting our focus? When I listen to what various people talk about, I cannot help but think that those stupid phones have become a little god. If they forget their phone, you think the world came to an end. Oh my goodness, oh my phone, the battery's almost dead. Oh! When I forget my stupid phone, I actually say, praise the Lord, that means I can drive in peace. I don't have to worry about the phone ringing. I don't have to worry about having to talk to anybody. I can just pray. But ask yourself, how important is that to you now? For people my age, they didn't even exist. And now we can't live without them? Has the phone become an idol? Has the internet become an idol that we can't live without? That didn't exist either until only 20 or so years ago. And now it's become so important to us that we can't do without it. So who really is God in our life? Do we want the light or do we want the darkness? The problem is that the work of light, for whatever reason to us, seems like it's dull and boring. The works of darkness, on the other hand, seem pretty exciting. They're fun. They do what I want. Yeah, the devil will do anything you want. The truth never changes, so God isn't going to say, oh, well, if you want to do this, that's okay, or if you'd rather do that, that. No, the truth is the truth, and it's pure and simple. The lies, the devil doesn't care which lie he tells. You want this? No, I don't want that. Well, how about this then? Sure, he doesn't care which lie you accept. As long as you accept a lie, as long as you're not living the truth, he doesn't care. But the truth doesn't change. And that's critical for us to understand because we are children of God. So what are we to do? St. Paul again makes it very clear. If we're to be imitators of God, he tells us, then we are to love. God is love. And as St. John points out very clearly, and St. Paul the same, love never wrongs the neighbor. So if we truly love God and love neighbor, number one, we're not going to act selfishly towards somebody. But more than that, we're not going to sin against somebody. So in a society like ours that has justified pretty much every single sin that we can think of, if we're going to live according to the truth and we're going to live in the light, which means we are going to live in love, we're going to say no to those lies. We're going to say no to those sins. Because just because everyone else is doing it, or just because the talking heads on the TV set are telling us that it's all okay, it's not. And we know that because the truth is written in our hearts. And of course, they're going to tell you that you're judgmental and you're mean and you're nasty because you're condemning all these other people. You're condemning what they're doing. You're not condemning them. And it's just being clear. Our society doesn't want to make distinctions. It just wants to leave everything broad and vague because then everything fits under the big umbrella. Once you make a distinction, a whole bunch of stuff doesn't fit under the umbrella anymore, and now you're mean. It's not about being mean, it's about the truth. And we have to be about the truth with charity. again, it's to love. If we're going to be imitators of God, and again, St. Paul makes very clear what that's going to look like. Jesus loved us and he sacrificed himself for us. So if we're going to love, it's not going to be easy. It's going to require sacrifice. And that's what we all have to be about. To die to self, to sacrifice ourselves for others. But ultimately for God. So it's sacrificing the darkness in order to embrace the light. And so if we look at ourselves and we say, well, but you know, I've got these sins. And going back to that analogy that I used before, where when we're in the darkness and we turn on the light and we're blinded because we can't, that we're not accustomed to the light. Maybe if we've got all these sins right now, we can't see the light. We can't see because of the light. It's too bright. But as we start working to get rid of our sins, our eyes, spiritually speaking, start adjusting more and more to the light. We're able to see more clearly and more easily. That's what God is asking us for. That's what's going on in this Lenten season, to get rid of the sins, to get rid of the darkness, so that it can be filled with light, so that we can see clearly. That's what it is to be a child of God. God is light. St. Paul says, you are light. The light of God has to shine in us. We're not the light. But if we have the light of God shining and radiating through us, then we're going to be conformed more and more to that light. So that light is about truth, and is it about charity? And so all of us need to look into our own lives and say, where am I living as a child of darkness? Where have I compromised with the darkness around me? That's what needs to go. And even if everyone else is doing it, or even if I really like it, or even if it's really fun or cool or whatever, if it's offensive to God, it needs to go. Because we need to live as children of light. And if one who loves never wrongs the neighbor, that means, number one, not offending God. Because God is love. And if we're going to say we love God, then we can't be offending him. And so that becomes the ultimate question. If we're going to be children of light, do we love the Lord? Not just in that kind of generic way. I mean, are you in love with God? Are you in love with Jesus? Because he's in love with you. And love can't be a one-way street. It needs to be a relationship. It needs to be a two-way street. It needs to be received and it needs to be returned. So the Lord is waiting for us to open our hearts to receive his love so that we can love him in return as he loves us. To be imitators of God. God is love. He loves you. And he wants us to love him. Is that what we want? It's going to take some work. We all know love requires some effort. But in this case, if we're going to truly love God, it's not about the feelings. It's not about gush. It's about sacrifice. It's about getting rid of the darkness that is in our hearts so that they can be filled with light, so that you can truly be light, so that we can be children of light, so that the radiance of the love of God can be coming through us into the darkness of the world. The problem with being the light is you can't be hidden. Jesus made that very clear. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, because you can see the light for miles and miles and miles. So we have a choice. If we want to be darkness, yeah, we can be hidden. It's actually what the word means, occult, to be hidden, to be dark. Is that what we really want, is to be in the occult? No, we want to be in the light. But Jesus made it clear again that those who are in the light, they come to the light so that people can see that their works are done in the Lord. There's nothing to hide. There's nothing to be ashamed of because we're living good lives. So it doesn't matter if we're in the light. In fact, we rejoice in the light. So if we're living in the darkness, we have to ask ourselves why. If we're called to be light, why do we want to hide that light? So be children of God. Let's look at the areas of darkness in our lives. Let's look at the areas where we're covering up the light. Let's look at the areas where we're giving ourselves over to things that violate our own dignity, where we have become a kingdom that's divided, and any kingdom divided against itself is going to fall. We need to stand. We need to stand in the Lord. We need to stand in the light. So we have a choice to get rid of the darkness and to choose the light. Let's put it into that more clear term, to reject Satan and choose Jesus. Not lip service, we're really good at that, but lived reality. Get rid of the darkness and choose the light, because you are a child of the light. You are light, and we are to walk in the light as children of light.